I just need you to say something, baby.
Remember you that? Know, that song really was weak, if you really think
that
about it.
That song was kind of trash.
That song was trash. Like, I remember my daddy called me. And was like, "That Drake song is tight." And I was like, "Which one is this one?" And he played it. And I was like, "Yeah." And that song was good. But that song was really trash, if you think about it. Like, one of his most trashest songs ever.
I don't. Yeah. But even at the time, it was fire, though.
It was at the time. Even his verse was trash.
I don't even remember.
That was premature Drake.
Verse. Huh?
Think about it. That was like premature Drake. That was like, was that Take Care Drake?
Yeah.
That was like Take Care Drake.
No, is that, was that not Comeback Season Drake?
No, it wasn't too bad. I was a soft.
No, that's Comeback Season Drake. For sure, that's
that
Comeback
was
Season
Thank
Drake.
Me Later Drake.
Thank Me Later. There you go. That's
was,
what it was.
That was Thank Me Later Drake.
That's exactly what it was.
Yes, we are back. I know y'all been waiting for us. It's a new year. New year, new us.
Yeah.
It's my song today, so we're going to go ahead and let it rock. This is how I'm feeling.
Okay. I got you. Oh, we got a legend in the building today. We got a legend in the building today.
For the birds, you ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. I know you're mad, but so what? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her.
To be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but pour me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gon' be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone.
Shout out to Tiger, but no. It's a legend tonight. I can't worry about what Tiger doing tonight. Nigga, we got a legend in the building tonight. What are you talking about? Hell. My nigga, you know, legendary verses, legendary hooks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Toxic King, yeah. Hold on, let me get
of
my
course,
shit.
Of course, here he goes. Hold on. Of course.
Toxic King,
of
nigga.
Of course.
Look, don't start me with Chris on, all right?
I'm just saying.
Don't
like,
start me with Chris on, all right?
Girl that you used to be.
How you gonna tell somebody some shit like that?
You're moving on. This ain't the world that it used to be. Looks like you won. Sick of leaving messages on your cell. A true lover, but when I'm not there. Girl, you have somebody that really cares. They fuck it up and it's not fair.
You used to be the one to talk to on the side. Like ain't nothing cool about being real.
time is up, but what they feel.
I get hyped. My fault. Let me chill.
Yes. I know y'all tired at this point. Y'all probably done fast forwarded, but whatever.
I'm over here. My fault.
We are here. I don't even know the round at this moment. I have no clue where we're at.
I don't know. That Chris
Brown. It's 1:30 something. That's all that I do know.
That Chris Brown got me in a mode right then.
But it is another episode of Battle of the Barns, and we are so glad to be back from a much little needed break. It is what it is. Like, sometimes we do that. It's always towards the end of the year where we always just let me just go in. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to have to take a shot for that after that Chris Brown.
He had me one,
hold
too.
On, I got you. Hold on.
I would like a shot, too, myself. Appreciate it. Like we said, we're here.
We'll do that. Turn Chris back up then. Don't worry about it.
Trying to get a nigga take the kind of mouth because she wants that text every month. I know what you want, but you're not going to get it. Weakness when you act it. Keeping it 100 ain't your forte. You used to be the one to talk to.
Look, Chris told her. Chris is a legend, all right? Chris told her, look, I know what you want.
That tax every month.
That's a fact, but you're not gonna get it. Yeah.
Okay, but back to it. Like I said, it is another episode of Battle of the Barns. Happy New Year to you guys. Merry Christmas. You missed us on both. Like I said, towards the end of the year, we usually do kind of slack a little bit. We have a lot going on, a lot we're trying to finish up individually, professionally, business, whatever. But we're glad to be back. I personally cannot wait to record tonight. I know that he was excited. I'm glad to be here. I know.
No, hold on. Don't do that. Because you jumped out today. I got my song right.
I had to let it be known that it was my song, but considering
my song,
you still found a way to play your song like you do every single week.
Look,
so my thing is, if we're gonna start doing, we didn't let it be known and let our listeners know. And let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you what got me hyped about recording today too. Okay. But anyway, besides that point, if we're gonna get to that point where you want to play two songs, you get a song and I get a song, if you want to butt in on my week every single time, let me know if that's what we're doing. Let the people know right now.
I usually don't butt in on your weeks, but
yes, you do.
When you put,
you find a way to play a song.
When you play a legend and you play one of his toxic anthems, I gotta play a toxic anthem by him.
How is Deuces toxic?
Ain't toxic, nigga?
Not really.
What are
I
you
feel
talking
like he's
about?
Talking about a toxic person.
Yeah, Chris. That's who he's talking about. He's talking about Chris. That's what he's talking about. What
in
are you talking
Deuces?
About? Bruh, the song name is Deuces. He said he's moving on, bruh.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing what he's doing. He's doing him.
But you know Chris ain't moving on. You know that nigga Chris is toxic. You know he gonna come back. I just rewatched the video when that nigga Chris was pressing Rihanna outside the club and he was looking crazy. Remember that picture? When he was looking crazy, like, nigga, you don't see me standing here? Legend.
He's a little nuts.
Legend.
If you say that, he's a little nuts. But anywho. So let me tell you what got me hyped about this episode. So one, I went and got a wax about a little bit ago, about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And shout out to my wax lady, Coco, per usual. So she was like, hey, I missed the show this week.
Yeah.
Then somebody else was like, hey, what's up with the show? And then what really set it off yesterday, somebody made a post on Facebook and they was like, hey, I'm looking for more podcasts to listen to. And she screenshotted what she had in her library and Battle of the Barns was on there. And I was like, what's good? Like,
people
was tagging me like, okay, BLTV. Like, I was like, yeah, niggas got us downloaded.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, we in the download.
We ain't been on the Tuesday new episode in a little bit, but
we're here. We back though.
We're here
back
tonight.
Though.
Yeah. We're here, and we're full of energy, as you can see.
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some things we're leaving in 2020.
Okay, go ahead. Because I feel like you want to get your shit off, so go ahead.
You know, I might.
Go ahead.
Things I'm leaving in 2020. Mm-hmm. Just people who don't matter.
Okay.
People who don't matter. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and get with the issue.
You know
tonight.
What? Take that shot first and then let's get into it. Because I feel like that's, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. People who don't matter.
All right.
I haven't really said anything about this, but I'm gonna say this. Two parts.
What are you about to say?
I'm just saying two parts. People who don't matter, and then the word toxic being overly used.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I got subliminally posted dissed. About.
Subliminally dissed.
Dissed.
Okay.
On a post that it's still people still screenshot to me and tell me what people say.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this. Y'all need to leave toxic in 2020. Because it's not toxic if somebody tells you about who you are versus who you think you are. That doesn't make the person toxic when they're coming directly towards you and telling you about yourself. Quit using that word and calling people toxic when they're telling you about yourself.
So what word would you like for them to use?
I don't want them to use any words. I want them to just self-reflect.
Okay.
Self-reflect.
So reflection.
Reflect on yourself before you label other people toxic. Because I've never been called toxic ever.
Yeah.
Besides one person. And like I said, I'm not going to say any names. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I don't care to. But I'm just going to go ahead and let folks rock.
Okay.
That stuff, like, that stuff is left in 2020. It was really left in 2019, to be honest. Okay. But, you know, this was the first year of my new year where I didn't have to be on no... I'm letting toxic niggas go this year. I didn't have to say that this year, 2021. I didn't have to say that.
Okay.
That's been past me. I'm really focused on my business, focused on what I got going on. People who don't matter, y'all in 2020. Matter of fact, you was in 2019, in case you didn't know. But, yes, that's one of the things that I had on my mind.
Well.
And if the shoe fits, it fits.
I don't know who you're talking about, but you sound like you got your shit off.
I did get my ish off.
Okay.
Some people might know who I'm talking about. Some might.
Yeah.
I'm at the point now where I don't care. It's my show. So, nah, I'm going to let it go.
We just had that Chris Brown over there. Legend.
Yeah. You're not going to say what you was finna leave in 2020?
I feel like you said enough for everybody. I felt like that was
self-doubt gotta go.
That was don't tell me what I'm leaving. I felt like what you just put down was enough for everybody in 2020. Shout out, how
was
about
it?
That? Yeah.
I feel like that's a cop out. I feel like when you do that, that's a cop out because you don't want to say nothing.
I don't know. I mean, what am I leaving in 2020?
I'm gonna say a few more things. Self-doubt.
Are you talking about for you?
Just period. Yeah. Self-doubt. Okay. If you're self-doubting yourself, don't do that. I'm reading a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear right now, which is excellent.
Yeah.
Going great. Yes. Self-doubt, leave it. Fear, leave it in 2020.
Fact.
Procrastination.
Ooh, good
leave
one.
It in 2020.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have three words for 2021. Is discipline, consistency, and execution.
Bomb. I feel the self-doubt. I think that's a really, really good one. The procrastination. You know, we've had these conversations before.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, man, the consistency. Those are great words.
Mm-hmm.
Some good words, some good Webster words right there.
I'm trying to find, because I saw a post that kind of triggered me to say that, what I said. I can't find it. I might have posted it a little too early, but I saw a post that like was on that about what I'm saying, talking about, it was a great post that somebody posted, like a blog or something like that, talking about the toxic, the overly word used toxic, and it said what I said, like,
but y'all only use it.
Right.
Men but don't really use toxic
really was an overly used word. People are like, you toxic. People put toxic on anything now. Like, as soon as somebody tells you something that don't make you feel good, it's toxic. As soon as somebody says something that doesn't agree with you, toxic.
Mm.
Y'all love to use toxic too.
When we're speaking about y'all.
And this is where it comes from.
Okay.
Same concept. We call y'all out on y'all's BS, or we come to y'all and we step to y'all about y'all doing some foul stuff. Now we're toxic.
No.
She toxic.
Or
she caught me cheating.
Hold on. Since you got a lot to say, or get ready to get your horn again. There you go. Or it could be y'all niggas swear somebody's doing something. And then all of a sudden, y'all want to start accusing folks when they ain't really doing nothing. Blow your horn now.
What y'all, about the part when y'all are doing something?
What about the part when
y'all label
not?
Us as crazy and tell us we're toxic because we caught you or we went through your phone and we found something. Now we're toxic.
You are toxic for going through niggas' phones.
If we caught y'all or we called y'all on social media to liking and doing whatever carrying on what y'all not supposed to be doing, and we say something to y'all about it. She toxic, man. She always on my stuff.
She, why you in my DMs?
Why are we toxic?
Why are you in my DMs?
You had no business doing what you should have been doing.
Who do you think look? Who do you think goes through phones more, men or women?
Honestly, me, the married version of me, it's the niggas who's going through the phones, bruh.
More than women?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Really?
It's the niggas going through the phone.
I'm saying I've been through a phone in my day.
You was going through phones last year.
I've been through phones in my day.
You was going
but
through phones
But you gone through
year.
Your fair share of phones, too.
Terrell, I may go through your phone once every 8 months. And
I don't know about all
I'm
that.
I'm going to be honest. Because I don't listen, know about all that. This is the reason why. Because you're not talking about anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to be transparent.
All right, go.
I go through your phone. And you know how you search at the text message? I search for keywords.
Okay.
I search for what I need to know.
Toxic.
I search for pussy.
Toxic.
And if
what?
It ain't my name under pussy. I'm like, okay, cool. Sex. I search for those things. Your text messages.
That's wild.
If I don't see it, usually when the words that I be searching, it'd be my name. And I'm like, we cool.
Yeah. We can't really keyword search like that because y'all get a little bit more free spirited with y'all conversations than men do.
If you say, it depends on what y'all are looking for. Because me, I'm just wanting to know if you out here doing some extra.
No, but I'm saying like, if I were to search for those same keywords that you're
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all, you're like.
We might be talking about Megan Thee Stallion.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So that doesn't necessarily work, I guess.
For y'all, it does.
Yeah.
But when y'all are going through a phone, what are y'all looking for?
We don't know. But whatever in there, nigga, we gonna find it.
Now you in the phone, you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
There's never anything in your phone if I go through. That's why I don't have to go. Like, yo, you're so dry.
At all. Niggas might as well not even text me.
That's why I'm like, girl, I ain't got nothing to worry about. I ain't went through a phone. I never go through your phone. Like, I really honestly don't. Like, I have no reason to and no desire to.
I feel like the consensus is that women go through phones more than
it's
men.
It's not. It's yes. really, I can only speak for my circle. And all I know, and I've had three instances within the last 3-4 months where the niggas have gone through the phone, bruh. And I'll be like, it's to the point now where I'll be like, girl, delete this.
Oh, so they be upset about y'all conversations too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's whack.
You did that. You did that last year.
That's different, though. That was different.
You made up stuff in your head.
I did not.
We won't go into detail, but Terrell made up a whole scenario in his head.
Did I?
Yes, you made some stuff up in your head. And after the fact, we talked about it. Let me tell y'all, I'm going to tell y'all women something on the topic of this conversation. Never, ever, 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 ever let a man play you at your position. Ever. Because
I don't be liking this victim
this
stuff you're
topic,
doing right now.
This topic had me paid. I spent $280 because I left and checked into a hotel.
That was on you.
Exactly. I let you play me at my position.
I didn't let you play.
I checked into a hotel because
I
was leaving.
No, we're not doing that.
And I did not get my money back.
Shouldn't have. Who was going to give it back to you?
I did not get my money back. And I was pissed off.
That was on you.
I did not get my money back. I was pissed off.
That was on you.
I was pissed off.
That was a car
That's
problem.
All that I'm saying. And if so, if you're going to get a hotel, only do one night instead of doing a few days. Because I was pissed off at the time. So I was like, F him. I'm staying for a week. And then.
That was a Takar. I paid for
like 3-4 days. I was pissed. And I did not get my money back. And I came back home.
Hold on. Hell no. So you just get yours off. Now I don't get to talk.
Just saying. Don't let a man play you at your position where you lose money and you lose.
No.
Make sure these niggas is losing.
No. That ain't even how it goes. See? Just, you know
you
what?
Made up a scenario.
There's a lot
in your
of
victim.
There'd be
no,
a lot of victim.
And my thing, you know,
this,
it's
like
crazy because you're fronting. Because when we had our conversation about it, you were like, oh, that's what happened. Like, all we had to do was talk about that. And he was like, it's going to be a funny story on the podcast one day if we tell it all.
Oh, I do remember that.
Exactly.
I forgot about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's going to be a legendary one day when we tell it.
Yeah, because you made up stuff in your head.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to me, man. You know, Hey, I give it up. I don't be out here doing all that capping like the rest of these niggas out here, man. Shout out.
You made up a scenario.
It is what it is. I'm not an insecure person, but then maybe there may be a day where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, yeah. That's all right.
It was definitely some insecurities going on.
Don't do that.
It was.
We can move on. What Beth
have
at?
Y'all ever noticed how Terrell wants to move on when the heat's on him?
I said the exact same thing. I literally just said the same thing. Do you want to reiterate it?
You didn't say how.
So why don't you reiterate that you toxic? How about that?
We're leaving the word toxic in 2020 because it's overused.
How about you reiterate
We're
that?
We're leaving the word toxic in 2020 because it's overused. All right. Okay. So the whole Heather Lindsay and Cornelius situation.
What about that, man?
So me and Terrell were in bed cuddling last night. This was a cuddle. This was a Netflix special.
Yeah.
It felt like.
Oh, this is a fact.
It felt like a Netflix special is what it felt like. Yeah. Basically. So we stayed in bed last night. We watched some more videos, some old stuff of Heather Lindsay and Cornelius situation.
That's not how we started though. See,
We started with the fact that we saw that Shade Room or Spiritual Work, wherever.
So Takara puts it on her story that Mace.
Oh, I put it on my story first.
Takara puts it on her story that Pastor Mace is taking over the Oasis Church, right?
Yeah.
Oasis Church?
Go, is what they call it. All right, Gathering Go. Oasis.
Gathering Oasis, sorry. And when I saw this, I was flabbergasted. I couldn't understand exactly what was going on. So this caused me to ask Carl, like, really, what the hell is going on over there? Where he decided, because I had been following the little situation, but I wasn't really following the situation.
Right.
And
I know we have talked about it before.
We've talked about it, yes. So this leads me to want to go on to their app to see, the transition. And this is where it gets a little weird for me. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The app costs $9.99. You gonna pay this $9.99
monthly through Apple.
Okay. All right. Now hear me out on this part, all right? Cause you made a good point. You'll pay what'd you say? Say what you said.
This is the point that I made.
Say what you said. Go.
And this is the thing about the problem about niggas. Why is it when the black folks want to get their coins?
Exactly.
When the black people want to get their coins, now we got a problem. You pay for Apple Music.
Yeah.
You pay your $9.99 for Apple Music. If you have the family plan, you pay your $15.99.
Yeah.
Tidal, you pay your $9.99, whatever. Tidal costs more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, support the black men.
But when the black folks want to charge $9.99 for their church for you to get this word,
yeah,
now we got a problem with it.
That's insane.
That's bro. These niggas is nuts. These niggas might as well charge at the door.
Yeah. Oh,
these niggas is charging at the door, bruh. They charging admission.
Oh man, what do you think they get like charged to take pictures with them?
Oh man, they charging at the door, bruh.
Oh my
niggas
gosh.
Is at the door at the church asking, hey, how much to get in? 10?
10?
10?
20, you can skip the line, though.
Them niggas got Cash App.
Oh yeah, that's a fact. For parking.
They got Cash App for parking. They definitely got a 20 to skip the line.
That's a fact.
That's 20 to skip the line. Set up front. 20 to set up a meet and greet. After that, 50. They're doing all of that.
So, of course, they got, what's his name? Mace, Pastor Mace. So this, sparked us to go back and watch the whole hour and a half conversation that started this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That sparked us to go back. I'll be honest, like when the stuff happened, like I didn't really research. I read a few letters. I didn't spend the hour watching the YouTube videos like everybody else did. There's some people who was her fans who watched every single video, bro.
That's crazy.
I know some of her fans who watched every video because I know people who really like follow her, but keep going.
And after watching it, some of the things that they were over there doing was just allegedly doing. Some of the things they were allegedly doing.
Like dude said alleged.
Alleged, even though he was pulling up emails, which was crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like them, though. You can tell they was telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They was telling the truth.
I think one of the things was they had overpaid her like $10,000. How do you overpay 10
Well, she
grand.
Sent him an invoice too for $20,000.
Yeah, no, and then she sent him another invoice. That was the invoice they paid. They paid that one, and she hit him with another 20. Facts. They was getting their bread up.
Mingling funds. Huh? Between the mingling funds. No, they was having the church pay their credit cards off. They American Express.
They Amexes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, your girl said in the email, we did a lot of shopping. We did a lot of shopping last week.
Yeah.
Last month.
A lot with caps.
We did a lot of shopping.
With caps.
That's them Celine bags she be having.
Dang.
But you know what, though? I'm going to be honest. Like, I ain't got nothing against the lady. I personally, you know, I can speak because she done got a few of my coins. I'm just go ahead and say, put that out there because I done purchased about 2-3 books.
Yeah.
And they all was 165 pages. And I'm not going to go no deeper than that. This is how I feel about the lady. I never personally was a fan. I've also went to the church. I visited their church before. When I went to the church, I didn't see the dude read from the Bible. Only thing I can remember dude talking about was being vegan and talking about what you eating. He was long-winded. We left early. Then I do remember this. My cousin left on the way out, and we didn't get to do offering.
They didn't chase y'all for the offering. Ooh, I was
we saw
say.
Your girl outside of the door or whatever. Outside the what's it called?
Yeah.
Outside the
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right outside the door or whatever. We saw your girl.
Yeah.
My cousin gave her cash and was like, I didn't get to see leave my offering or whatever. But can you take this? Sis put that in her pocket, bro. Had to. Think about it. Now that I'm looking back, Don't do that.
You think she put that? She think she went on here? I don't know. We can't put that on nobody.
Sis got tipped. But you know, it was weird when I went to their church because, like, with their following and all of that stuff, like, I expected something way bigger. When I tell you it wasn't 50 people in there,
that's crazy.
It was weird. And their church was like country. It was like old, it was like some horse cave type stuff. Like, I felt like I was at my church back home. Like, it was country old, and she up her red bottoms, he up her Tom Ford suit. Nothing wrong with that, but it just didn't add up. You know what I mean? It didn't fit to what I thought for them. Like, I thought I was finna be, like, I was like, is this it? And we pulled up? Like,
yeah.
But you know, they never owned a building. They hopped around different places, like stuff like that, had a theater, did all that. I mean, one thing I thought about them, I didn't like them because I always felt they were materialistic.
Yeah.
I always felt like they attracted fresh Christians. I hate to say that because I am a Christian. New people who are just kind of getting into their faith.
Okay.
You know, I felt like they attracted those type of people because end of the day, to me, Sis was another Instagram influencer. Sis was bagged up, Celine, Brookhaven, nice car, luxury. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on. No,
but let her tell us she's always looked like money. She said she looked like money when she was shopping at Target and TJ Maxx. That's what she said.
Well,
that's what she posted.
Allegedly, niggas wanted the new range. So they decided to pay themselves 10 grand for the range they already bought.
They didn't pay themselves. The church bought the.
I just was like,
the church bought the car for speakers.
This is the only thing that, like, this is the thing that really is kind of disheartening about the whole situation, because I'm pretty sure they did have some new Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And for those people,
my cousin lives in another state and wanted to come to that church, bro.
I know. And it's like, that can push people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
church.
Exactly. And, you know, I know we joking about it right now, but, like, that's a serious issue, you know, where, you know, people feel like they can't even trust their pastor.
Facts.
You know, and it's just crazy, man. But, you know, where's Betha? Because when Mace was announced, I said, you know what? I got to go see this train wreck.
People was hitting me up in our DM. I don't know about Mace. I'm not gonna speak on Mace or what Mace got going on. I don't know. I do think that you can change. I'm not saying that nothing against Mace as far as, you know, his pat whatever. Yeah. I'm not nothing against Mace if he's changed
his
life.
I have to go see this trainer.
Whatever. Niggas was messing me in my inbox and was like, y'all please gotta go one time and let me know.
I'll go. I just want to see it.
And the thing about it is, though, it was the send off for me. When he was like, a new thing, none of the old stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to make that clear, which was a little, it was, it's all weird to me. And then I got a video today of dude having ASAP plats.
Who?
Cornelius had ASAP Rocky plats.
When?
Somebody sent me a video today. He had ASAP Rocky plats.
Let me see. This nigga's delusional.
ASAP. Hold on. The nigga had ASAP Rocky plats, bro.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Let me see this. See, are you, you getting it?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you.
You're sending it to me? Oh my gosh.
Because you know they got a podcast. I wonder if they come on the show.
I don't know. Maybe we should reach out to them.
They gonna send, they got a hefty fee. They gonna want $400,000.
Oh, this nigga looks nuts. Oh my gosh.
They gonna want $400,000 to come on here.
Oh no. Oh, and it's on the Touchpoint TV. Who got the Touchpoint?
That's what I said. That's
who
my
bought
cousin.
It?
My cousin sent me that. I'm gonna ask her if she's paying.
Oh man. You know what? Oh, I totally forgot. Let me text this guy really quick. So, dang. What'd you say you're asking her?
Yeah, I'm asking if she paid for it.
Oh, wow.
She a fan. Well, she was a fan. I know she probably just, you know, unsubscribed, but she was probably paying the $10. They said they not doing nothing for free. They said if you want to hear their sermons, you got to pay $9.99 is what they said. Because they ain't got the church money no more. So they got to have y'all go ahead and pay. People was in the comments saying y'all charging $10 for y'all app. I can read the Bible for free. But anywho, let's move on.
Yeah.
So Christmas was good. We didn't mention that because we didn't get to the regular recap. We got straight to the, so Christmas was good. Terrell got, what did you get me? I'm tripping. I'm looking at it. Terrell got me, well, he made me, a storage for my vinyl records because storage was a problem for me. I kept running out of storage. So he made me a vinyl storage and it has LED lights to it and it's super dope. I'm looking at it right now and I posted it on my vinyl page to Cargo's Vinyl and I posted it on my stories and stuff too as well, but it's not on my actual page. If you want to see it, it goes to my vinyl page to Cargo's Vinyl. It's going to hold over 1,200 records. I've got a total of 74 records right now. Something like 75. I'm between that 75, whatever. 100, some's on the way. And it only filled up one and a half shelves, not even a half shelf. So
yeah,
it's going to take me a while to fill this up, which is super exciting. It makes me feel like I ain't got no collection, though, low key, but whatever. Terrell got a nice little Christmas gift. That's what she said. I said, did you pay for that Touchpoint TV? She said, I wish the F I would. It's some free content.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Hey, shout out to her, you know. Hey, we need to get them on there. On here.
For sure.
Legends. What were you saying?
I was saying, I'm talking about your Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah. My Christmas was great. You know, it's car, you know, started off with a bang. Got the DJ set, you know, Serato, the limited edition, which was amazing. I've been trying to work with it. I was trying to get on there last night, but couldn't find a piece. So hey, but I'm loving it. Got these new joints. So I had a really good Christmas.
Yeah.
We had a really good time.
We went to the little apartment. What was it called?
Oh yeah, apartment 4B.
Apartment 4B. It was like a little vinyl, a vinyl spot.
Yeah.
Like a vinyl bar that was dope that I joined. And it's so crazy because after the fact I went, niggas from here was texting me like, oh, I meant to tell you that I went there and it was dope and I knew you would like it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
After
hate.
The fact.
Hate.
How was it hate?
Hate.
How was it hate?
Niggas don't want to see you shine.
Whatever.
I'm just joking.
I was like, whatever. No, it was my homegirl hit me up with that. TT. She's like, I meant to tell you.
Oh, shout out TT.
Yeah. I was like, she's like, I meant to tell you. I went there and it was dope. It was lit. I was like, girl, just now. But okay, so Christmas is good.
Oh no, I wasn't done. So you know, of course we got the new hookah.
Yes. Yeah. My mama bought us a new hookah.
Yeah.
Which is super nice.
19,000 flavors and Kohl's.
Yeah. She bought us two boxes of Kohl's. So we co-set. Yeah. She bought us like aluminum foil stuff.
Yeah.
Like we hookah out.
Hookah
she bought
package.
Me two vinyls. Baby, yeah. Let me tell you something. We was her kids for Christmas, okay? Baby, we was her kids for Christmas. Terrell got some shoes.
I got some.
We got a backdrop.
We need to bring that in now.
And that's what she said. She's like, I mean, I spent all kind of money on you and Drew over Christmas. I was like, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Like, baby, we had together gifts.
Yeah.
We had individual gifts.
Individuals. Stockings.
Stockings? Right. I mean,
we in here today.
Okay. Baby, we was her kids. But what about your boy? I can't pronounce his name, the rapper. He sings, I will give you the world, baby girl.
What about him?
YK Osiris.
Yeah, Osiris.
Yeah. He sells all of his luxury cars and purchases a Honda. He says, I ain't got a floss for you niggas on Instagram.
And niggas
was killing him in his comments.
For doing it?
Yeah.
For like, saving money?
Say it like, if you're broke, just say that. Is what they were saying.
For saving money?
Yeah. He sold his luxury car. He sold like a Lambo and like a Ferrari. And niggas was like, if you broke, just say that.
Do they know if the kid's broke?
I mean, you know they're going to say he's broke regardless. Either way. But
are
you
they
know,
broke? That's the question.
That exactly. And that's what people in the comments, excuse me. And that's what other people on the other side were saying in the comments too as well. They was like, why are y'all knocking him because he doesn't, it's a car. Like, yeah. Y'all over here because he don't want to spend his money. He's investing his money elsewhere in real estate, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But y'all want to call him broke because he don't want luxury cars to depreciate. Facts. But you know, it's so crazy. I've never, ever, ever seen people idolize luxury and stuff until I moved to Atlanta the way they do. Like, I have not seen nothing like it. Yeah. That's like, it's just like a dude I saw on Instagram the other day. I'm not going to say his name. Apparently, he's been on Love & Hip Hop a few times. I messaged, I ain't going to lie. So I thought he was cute. And I was like, who is this? Because I ain't never seen him before. And I messaged one of my homegirls here who I knew would know or whatever. And she was like, girl, a nobody, a deadbeat daddy. I was like, what does he do? She's like, girl, he an artist, but I think he a scammer. And the nigga was so ignorant on Instagram, like money everywhere. He bought a
the
new
regular rapper starter pack.
He bought a luxury car and it was off the truck. And he was, this is not lease. This is not rented. This is my, this is paid for. You know what I'm saying? Don't play with him. That was the highlight of it. Don't play with him.
Don't play with him.
That's what it said. Don't play with him is what he said. And he was swimming in money and he had his money. I mean, the nigga was clean. But it's just like, I'd be like, these niggas are so hood rich and ghetto. Like, yeah. It's so ghetto to me. Like, it's so ghetto. Like, I just don't understand the point of you posting your money, a whole stack of money on your arm on Instagram. Like, I don't get that. And what's sad about it is Slick is probably all the money that some of these niggas have.
That's a whole fact. That's their whole advance.
Exactly. The money you have on your arm is all the money that you have.
No, that's a whole fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know who a person put me on with that? I remember it happened in high school. We had a nigga in high school who had a wad of money like that, and a nigga told that to him, and I was just like, got a point. He was like, nigga, you flexing with that money. Like, nigga, that's all the money you got.
Yeah.
And it's only probably about $3,000. That ain't no money. Like, you holding all the money you got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Income tax.
Exactly. Get up out of here. But yeah. I mean, dude probably had a few bands. He probably had more than 20 racks.
Yeah.
It's probably money he
probably
got.
Probably advance money. I don't know.
If he got an advance.
Yeah.
I just heard he was a deadbeat dad. He don't take care of his kid. And I heard they used
y'all
to
y'all like to
out.
Throw. Y'all, you know what? That's something we leaving in 2020. Y'all what? Niggas throwing, but niggas don't take care of their
niggas
kids.
Niggas not taking care of their children? Y'all need to leave that. Not taking care of your kids. Leave that in 2020.
No, that's what y'all need to leave.
No. Y'all not taking care of y'all's kids. Y'all leave that in 2020,
y'all
sir.
Throw I'm not taking. He ain't taking care of his kids.
No, boo-boo.
Like his Kool-Aid. Like, it's
no,
just
boo-boo.
Out there. Y'all just throw it out there like it's
no,
nothing.
No, boo-boo. Y'all take care of him in 2021. How about you do that?
That's what y'all...
Can you
know
do
what?
That?
Can you, you know
you
what? There are a couple things.
That?
There are a couple things we want y'all to leave in 2020, right?
I'm waiting.
Ass shots. Leave
you don't
them.
Want us taking no booty ones? No booty post?
No. Like, the injections.
Really? Oh, baby, they're finna get their booty done. I don't know why you... That's evolving. That's coming, becoming more affordable.
What do you mean? How much is it?
It's only like $8,000.
No way.
That stuff's not that much. It's like between $8,000 to $10,000, baby. They're flying to DR. To DR. I know some people who I got a pic the other day talking about this, the girl who got her booty done. And she went to DR and said she paid $6,000.
She paid for $6,000 to get her butt done?
Yeah.
Did it look good?
She got her, yeah. It looked
wow,
good.
Wow, really?
Great. Yeah, got her butt done.
That shit trash.
And it looked good. What's trash about? But y'all be looking at it.
Who is y'all?
Nigga, you like a fake booty next to the next nigga.
Y'all like it more than we do.
We really don't.
Yeah, y'all do.
I don't.
Yeah, y'all do. Why are you just sitting here lying?
The only booty that I like is Megan Thee Stallion, and that's natural, know, factual.
What did I show you yesterday?
Who?
See, you about to don't. Let's just move
Who
on.
Who did you show me?
Let's just move on because I'm finna start dissing niggas. I'm about to start dissing niggas.
Light skin.
I don't want to diss.
I said that look fake. You said it look good.
And I don't want to diss folks in 2020.
I don't think it's about us dissing anybody. I think it's about us telling the truth. See, I don't think it's about any dissing.
But if we don't get deals and stuff then it's my fault.
It is. I'll tell you what I am going to diss. What? So, I love him as a rapper. I just want to put that out there.
Who is that?
If you ain't with a real nigga, then who are you with?
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. That's Fab. Fab made a post.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
Fab made a post today talking about his dear Emily.
Yeah. What's
and
wrong with that?
And it said, I know the cool of this generation is being savage and not giving a F. And all the rap songs say money over everything and everybody is sleeping with somebody else's man or woman. But for real, having a partner to love, share life with, raise a family together with, and make each other better is real goals. That's the real cool. That's really winning. Love you, Emily B.
What's wrong with that? I thought that was well
written.
Somebody
else made a post.
I thought that was well written by a rapper.
Somebody else made a post.
Yeah.
And said that somebody else made a post and they said that it took him 16 years, 3 babies, a drop charge to claim her. And this is my thing about it. God. I'm going to be honest.
You know what? No, let me be honest. Y'all niggas know more about people's history than anything else. Like,
so he didn't knock her teeth out?
I'm not speaking
dude,
about what, that.
We didn't have the same conversation about dude on video when he was threatening to kill her daddy?
I remember that.
While the kids was in the house and she called the police?
Yes, that's not what I was talking about.
Is that
about.
Not toxic?
That's not what toxic I was talking about.
Okay. Well, what are you said history?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about then if you're not talking about history?
I'm just trying to defend my boy. I don't know. Shout out
how
to
you gonna
bro.
How are you going to defend a woman beater?
That's not the part I was talking about. I was talking about the 16 years.
Okay.
I went nowhere near.
So you missed.
I went nowhere near.
So you missed the knocking the teeth out. You missed.
No.
You missed the threatening to kill my father.
I didn't miss it.
That was in the 16 years, though.
I was thinking about what the only thing I was responding to was the 16 years.
Okay. So you're not going to respond to the beating, the knocking the teeth out. You're not going to respond to that.
Hey, man, you know.
Thank you. Terrell, you got to stop. Like, and that's one thing I hate, because you know when niggas is wrong, they wrong. But like I was saying, back to my point. And what's the sad part about this is, like, about social media, it was really, because, baby, the comments was going in, okay? I was strictly here for the comments. I think I even commented here for the comments, because, baby, they was going in. The sad part about it is when it comes to social media, like, first of all, if I'm going to be honest. Don't post me. I don't even want niggas to know I'm with you. Don't say no words about me. And I'm just being honest. Like, don't post me. Because, nigga, it's already publicly known. I'm already a fool in the public. Don't make me even more.
Well, why does that? Okay.
Can I keep going? Thank you.
All right.
My thing is this. So it was other people in the comments who, I guess, who don't know whatever. Okay. And there was really, like, goals. Like, I want this. Girls was really in the comments saying that. And that's the thing about social media when it comes to these fake relationships. And I'm not saying their relationship ain't fake. I'm not saying people don't go through some stuff. Everybody goes through something.
Absolutely.
I know what I'm not going to go through when it comes to, you know, being a punching bag. I hate to take it there, but that's where it is in this situation. It just goes to show, like, as far as social media, like, people really be idolizing these couples and they idolize these words and what they think they see. You know what I'm saying? They see these highlights or whatever, which the other stuff's been highlighted too. People who don't know. Y'all really got to really love yours and be careful about what y'all wishing for, because y'all don't know what these women's going through. And I'm just saying because, like, it happens too much on there. Like Instagram, like even it's like it, I even check people when people tell us, you know, tell me about you and Terrell, like y'all have a great, which we do have a great marriage. I'm not saying we don't. We have a great marriage. We have a great relationship. Ain't no foolishness going on over here. Like we have a great marriage. Like, and we could have some stuff going on, people who ain't, they ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? We could have that too. But like, I don't want nobody to want what I got, and I don't want what nobody else got. Like, and just because of reasons like that, I don't want what none of these other women have, because you never know what's going on behind closed doors. I think that you should always have a model, you know, a model of a close marriage, people that you talk to, a closeness, but this social media stuff, it ain't what's it.
That was very well said.
And I'm just saying, as far as that, like, if you making a fool of me like that, I don't want you saying no words about me. I don't want you saying that you love me. I don't want you saying this is real love. I don't want none of that.
Okay.
I don't want you, because think about this, he could be posting that because she could have maybe possibly dropped another charge last week. Now you love me. Now, I don't want none of that. Don't post me because you already making me, I'm already looking like a fool, whatever. But that's her man. Like, and I'm going to say this because I always say it. If you which, and one thing about Emily don't never really clap, or, you know, Emily don't ever make no noise and nothing on social media. So shout out to her, because sis is over there dumb in peace. And I hate to call her dumb, but she is dumb in peace.
Did you do all this if Jada would have posted Will?
What you mean? Would I would have had the same energy?
Would you have had the same energy?
No, because I think they were in, no, I wouldn't have the same energy, because I really do think they were in an open relationship. They're in an open marriage. And I think that they are swingers, and I think that that's what they do, and I think that's just their thing.
We're not gonna get back into, you know.
We're not gonna get back to, but I'm saying, but I think that they're doing that.
I'm just asking, because you be having a lot of energy for these women that be out here alleged, you know, getting cheated on and all that stuff, but you don't never had the energy.
But let me,
you
ask
didn't
you.
Have that. Hold on, no, I let you talk for 3 minutes.
Okay,
you ain't have none of that energy. When it came to, you know, Jada, it was all entanglement this and entanglement that.
Okay, well, let me ask
now,
you.
Hold on, let me finish.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, you know, when it comes to domestic violence and all that. Yes, I understand exactly what you mean. Right.
Okay. Well, but let me ask you a question.
I wasn't done.
Where was your energy when you said you weren't thinking about all the other stuff that I'm talking about? You're thinking about the 16 years. That's it.
I was, no, hold on.
You never have energy.
No, what I was saying was I was responding to only the 16-year part.
But you're not responding to everything else. You're not thinking about that.
I just literally responded to everything else that you just said.
You still didn't.
How not? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. But I'm just, you know, I just tend to ask, you know, if, you know, Lori Harvey is now on a plane with the B. Jordan guy, Michael.
We're gonna
B. Jordan.
Get to her in just a second.
Oh, my fault.
We're definitely gonna get to her.
And why don't you have that energy for Future? Why don't you feel bad for Future that Lori Harvey not only dissed him, left him? Why don't you feel that way for him?
We don't know that she dissed him. We just,
she with Michael B. Jordan. Yes or no
the
answer.
The relationship is
yes
over.
No.
It was
yes
brief. No. The relationship is over. I mean, it's over. Sis has moved on. New 2021, new year, new me. Sis, you know. Future was November. Future was November. Michael B. was December. And it looks like he's headed into January. I'm just, you know, I can't. You feel me? But with that being said, while Terrell goes ahead and gets this together, we're going to go ahead and we're going to address Lori Harvey while I wait for my music.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm sorry.
It's coming. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
But we're going to go ahead and do this for you guys tonight, because it's time. It's a new year. New year, new Battle of the Barns. And we have a few new people whose jerseys going in the rafters tonight. Let me clear my throat. As I announce these people. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. All right.
Clear my throat.
Yeah. The lights are dim. All you see is a Chanel bag.
Here we go.
And Diddy in the background.
Hey, hey, hey. Listen.
Oh shit.
She stands at 5 foot. I don't know her height.
Yeah.
She dated Diddy.
Yeah.
And his son.
Legend.
She had a future.
Yeah.
Taking it out for her birthday.
Yeah. Fact. It's happened.
Had a better birthday party than the other baby mama.
Ooh, that's debatable, but okay, I feel you. Nah, she did. Okay, you right.
She was on the yacht with her dad. Her stepdad, who she changed her name to his name and not her real dad.
Yeah, that's a fact. That happened.
She was on the boat in Italy.
Yeah.
With Diddy and his son when she allegedly dated both of them at the same time. That's what they say.
Ooh, no way.
That's what they say.
Shit, okay.
Introducing number 23. We're gonna give her 23.
She rapped her.
She getting 23. Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
Lori Harvey, girl. You are now inducted. Lori Harvey, you are now inducted to the Battle of the Barns Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We are so glad to have you here. It's been a long time coming. You
so
have
glad.
Deserved.
So glad.
You have deserved, and we're so glad to have you here. Lori, I'm giving you the Woman of the Year 2020 as well, as long as going with the Hall of Fame. Because, you know, you slick got a little Beyonce about you because we make excuses for you. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
I'm glad that you said it.
We make excuses for you. With me saying that, this is what I mean.
I'm glad that you said it.
I mean, you know, we haven't labeled you as a hoe.
Nah.
We haven't labeled you as bust down Tatiana.
Nope.
We just say, you know, you're
That's
dating
Lori.
Around.
Yeah.
So I just want to play a quick little song really quick if you would have it ready for me.
I don't know what song. What are you talking about?
So we just want to play a special song for Lori. I feel like it's fitting. So here we go. Shout out to Kamaya. West Coast.
He said that he wanna be my boyfriend.
He wanna be my boyfriend.
But he can't tie me down.
Tie me down.
Cause I don't really wanna be his girlfriend.
Don't wanna be his girlfriend.
At least not right now.
Not right now. I got niggas.
That is the Lori Harvey, Harvey anthem.
Listen.
I got niggas. Lori's the coldest to ever do it.
No.
The coldest to ever. Name me somebody. Who else?
Erykah Badu.
Yeah. Erykah Badu has 4 babies by 4 different baby daddies. That's
You just asked who was
better. Yeah. Sis got that fire.
Yeah.
Is what she's got. She's got that fire.
Yeah, Erica's a legend out here.
Erica got pregnant. I think, but Lori, yeah, Lori just stick, you know, Lori just sticking and moving, okay? Lori's just getting gifts, okay? You tricking on me, and that's about it. Lori's getting her birthday paid for. Lori's getting trips. Lori's getting bags. Lori's
what does Lori
getting,
do?
Lori's getting luxury.
What does she do? I'm just asking for
real.
She's
a public figure.
The finesse of the century, boy.
She's a public figure.
No way.
That's what I'm going to say. She's a public figure.
She's probably like a model or something like that. She got to be modeling for something.
She's a public figure. She's a socialite.
Hey, man. Listen.
It doesn't even matter. She's Woman of the Year for sure.
Yeah. She's a legend.
How am I not following her?
I'm following her.
It's the season. Moo, because it's Capricorn season. Oh, baby, it's the birthday. Michael B. Jordan is sponsoring the birthday, okay?
Do you think that she be lining niggas up like that?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's the birthday. Oh, it's the birthday. I'm ready to see. He has to do better than what Future did last year because Future gave a good birthday last year. Future does a good job on the birthdays. I want him to play mine. Future's birthdays is legendary. He rents the whole thing out. He pays for you and your friends. He has a sparkler cake. Like, you know, his birthdays is legendary.
Yeah, they was getting their shit off in that water.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she was in the water and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's legendary.
Which one? You talking about Lori or you talking about the other one?
Well, they both did the water joint?
I mean, they both looked like they was at the same location for the birthday, to be honest. It looked like it was the same resort.
No, he wasn't using this. He wasn't losing his loyalty points. I doubt he did,
but I just know your girl Lori was probably on some my birthday better be better than what you presented in September. Her birthday is like September, November, so October.
Hold on.
The other one's birthday is like September, October, whatever. Next thing I know, Future did a show in January. That's all that I know.
So he did two birthdays in the same year.
Within a few months.
Legend. He's a legend.
Because I guess he just did the baby mama for the birthday. Because it's, you know, technically baby mama. I don't know if they was good with it. But within the few months, it's like whenever Lori's birthday is, she's a Capricorn. So it's soon. It's coming soon. Well, I mean, it's January. You know, it's the beginning of January. And then your other girls is September, October. Something like that. Yeah, within a few months, he did two birthdays.
Rafter. Next week. We starting with Raptors next week. I'm tired of this.
So we only ended up in Lori tonight?
I feel like them two need their own day.
Oh, they need their own day. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I hadn't even really gotten to how
you want to introduce him?
Huh? Oh, no. Trust me. I got enough information.
Baby, that's going to be 30 minutes or so, okay?
I got enough information to introduce a legend like that. Oh, all yeah. Right?
He needs a whole show. He might need a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Just for that introduction.
Yeah.
We might. I feel like I'm gonna have to really do some pre-production for that and really dig back blogs, because I really got to get into the part where they said, you know, to get in this hotel room, you got to turn in your ID and your phone.
It's not his day. We gonna do him next week.
I'm just saying. Right? I had to throw that out there.
Well, I ain't even gotten to the point how like niggas don't even look at Lori as a hoe.
We don't.
No,
she's dating around. Not the dudes. Women. Don't. Oh,
men don't.
Oh no, y'all are on a waiting list, but y'all been doing that for years.
Talked about waiting lists.
Y'all
That's been, crazy.
But think about this though. If y'all think about it, y'all the not y'all, but those celebrity guys, they talk to the same girls.
Yeah.
Think about it. We just said it. The same one we talking about right now, the baby mama.
Yeah.
She got another baby by another rapper.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying it be the same girls. It be them girls who be having. We just talked about another one, Erykah Badu. She got a baby by three artists.
Three of them?
Andre 3000, Common, and Bilal.
Damn, I ain't know about the Bilal kid.
Bilal, she has a baby by Bilal. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know that.
Let me, before I put that out there.
I didn't know about Bilal.
Let me put that out there.
You just threw that out there like it was, that's crazy.
Let me look that up.
Hey, man, you know, Nix is on flights. You know what I'm saying? Is she paying for a flight? Did she pay for a meal?
Who?
Lori. Did she pay for a meal around here? What's her profession? That's what I want to know.
I'm tripping, not Bilal. My fault. Jay Electronica.
Oh, okay. I did know that. Yes. Yeah. I knew that.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let's get into it. Common.
Yeah, one.
Andre 3000.
Two.
Jay Electronica.
Three.
DLC.
Damn.
Four baby daddies. Boo boo. And all the rappers.
The South, the West.
You did not take it there.
Think about it.
Sis got death row.
Dead ass. The South.
Baby, Erykah, I love you, baby. We not knocking you at all.
The West.
We just saying it's that good over there.
Commons, the Midwest.
I forgot about the DOC.
And New York.
I forgot about the DOC.
Oh, man.
I forgot about the DLC. Why? I don't know why I said Bilal, but yeah.
Damn.
I forgot about the DLC. Yeah. I'm looking at all of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
I forgot about the DLC.
I guess we inducted. Hold on, let me get the Chicago music back going. We're going to induct another one. That's crazy.
Yeah. I forgot about that. So yeah, I knew it. I said four different baby daddies, but I forgot. DLC was one I forgot about.
Hey.
Jay Electronica, I was thinking Bilal for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I knew about Jay Electronica.
Yeah, Andre and Common. Did she have a baby by Common? Did I made it up too?
I don't know.
She got a baby by Common. Let me look it up. Alleged, but I'm pretty sure. Somebody Google it. Do Erica have a baby with Common?
No. They may have dated. I don't know.
She might not have. I thought she had a baby with Common, too.
I don't know.
She might not have one with Common. We're not going to put Common on her, but the other ones is confirmed.
You ready for this Drake to come out this month?
I believe when I see it.
It's coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are they saying that Erica only got 3 kids?
What? Look, you could do that offline. Off
I'm
air.
Gonna do it. All, yeah, I'm gonna do it offline because somebody ain't telling the truth. Because baby, it was a whole bunch of kids on that versus.
It was a whole.
It was a whole bunch of kids on that versus, bro. And I know it wasn't their friends because they all
versus. Speaking of versus,
this week.
You know we ain't gonna play no music. It's nothing like that because right. Hell, niggas need to get COVID tested today so they could be good for Saturday. But of course, you know it's the rematch. You know, the re-up. So, well, not really in the rematch. I guess it was the postponement.
Ashanti and Keisha.
Yeah.
We ready.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with Keisha.
No.
The stronger voice always wins on verses. I'm learning with the women.
No.
If Keisha starts singing, it's over like Monica did. That was Monica's strategy.
But Monica had better records. Like, that's the part that you keep.
I okay. was not. Everybody said Brandy did but you.
Brandy had better records than
everybody
Monica?
Said that but you. Even on Joe Button, them they said that.
Like who listening to Joe? Joe been wrong this whole time.
All right. Well, something new me and Terrell started. We started something new on Sundays, a tradition that we're having called Bay and Business.
Yes.
Basically, we're meeting together to discuss our business ventures, hold each other accountable, our weekly goals, we have planned coming up for the week, to-do list.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's been really fun. We just did
the first one Sunday.
I know.
I feel like he was capping on that. It's been really fun.
It's been fun. I think that it really helped me zero in on some things that I needed to get accomplished earlier in the week that I had on my to-do list. Yeah. So I got them done. So, yeah.
Yep.
Just that accountability piece and communication piece. So.
Right. It's important to know what's going on with each other. This was the first time, you know, for us that we've had our own individual things going on that we're not involved in.
Yeah.
Like we finally broke off from each other outside of Battle of the Barns to have our own things, our own projects, which is great, which was needed. It's something we needed to do. Terrell has his cleaning business, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
I have Girl Talk always, which you can catch us tonight, 7:30, if you're a girl.
I'm gonna pull up for real one day.
You can be shut shit down. That'll put you out.
I'm coming on as a guest, nigga. What are you talking about?
That's definitely not happening.
Who ain't?
Definitely not happening.
Yeah. All right.
He don't control nothing on the girl, girls, okay? But so I guess that's it for tonight. So it is another episode of Battle of the Barns. We appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in with us for another episode. And it is a wrap.